Redrawing the Districts. Welcome and hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
Redistricting is important for anybody in Tennessee, regardless of where they live. But this year, it's especially important for our agricultural communities.
You know, every 10 years, we go through the process of counting ourselves through the U.S. Census. And afterwards, the folks that study and map these numbers use the information to draw new district lines across the state. New State of Tennessee Comptroller Jason Mumbauer.
The Comptroller's Office is about making sure that everyone is fairly represented and being prepared, learning what redistricting and reapportionment are about and what it means for you and your agricultural community is important, and you need to start taking action today, forming personal relationships with your legislators.
The census numbers are what they are, and they were counted last year, really before the ongoing effects of COVID-19 were brought into play. For instance, there's been information showing a lot of folks leaving other more populous states like New York and California looking to relocate in more rural areas like Tennessee. But Jason Mumpower says redistricting is moving ahead based on the census numbers, and that could mean the loss of representation in those rural areas.
We could likely lose some representative seats and state senate seats in our rural communities. That is something that we need to take seriously. We need to know our legislators, and we need to make sure that they know where you stand on issues important to agriculture, because they're going to have to make their voice even louder as we lose some seats in these rural communities.
Jason Mumpower was just elected as comptroller by the General Assembly in January. He expects the new district lines will be in place by early next year. And besides redistricting, the comptroller's office keeps watch over fraud, waste, and abuse of taxpayer dollars in state government. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.